LC in JO02 square CQ.
Zulu, November Sierra 1 Zulu, NS1Z. Hello, CQ, CQ Satellite, November Sierra 1 Zulu, Norway Sugar 1 Zulu, November Sierra 1 Zulu, Echo Lima Niner Niner.
November Sierra 1 Zulu, you're upside down there, wrong side down, NS1Z from K Yankee Sugar Echo.
Talk to me, NS1Z, November Sierra 1 Zulu, Echo Lima Niner Niner.
Hello, CQ, CQ Satellite, November Sierra 1 Zulu, NS1Z, Echo Lima Niner Niner.
Hello, CQ, hello, CQ, hello, CQ, November Sierra 1 Zulu, Norway.
I should throw it away just because they don't want to learn to do it the right way. And I thought, well, I forget that. So the computer tracking on the lower satellites, especially the FM ones that move through the sky so fast, computer tracking and tuning, in my opinion, is the only way to go. So anyway, that way you got time to write down the guy who's calling your work. And you don't need two people to turn it on. Anyway, we're amazing. I'm going to find out here before I lose it all together. I'd like to move down there. I'm in control. NS1 Zulu, Whiskey Bravo 8, Oscar, Tango Hotel. We'll see you later.
Okay, Terry, very good. Yes, I'm working with that PC-32, but I haven't got the files all entered in correctly yet. 7-3, Happy New Year, NS1 Z.
NS1 Z from K Yankee Sugar Echo.
Kilo 8 Yankee Sugar Echo from Echo Lima 99 or NS1Z. Name is Sean. Good morning.
Good morning, John. I heard you calling earlier. You were on the wrong side down there. So I guess you got it figured out.
Well, at least from now I do. I'm still going to update the satellite files to reflect the correct settings.
Yeah, I just made a quick change to the Doppler file there to add the upside down. So somebody's tuning so that if I heard somebody upside down, I'd be able to call them without fiddling too much. And just got that done and turned around and then found out you were QSO on the right side band, so you got it figured out.
Yeah, just going to do some updating and all that. What's the grid over there?
It's Echo November 91, EN91, and we're just south of Cleveland.
Okay, very good. Yeah, you got a good strong signal. I'm still learning. I've got polarity switches out on the another set of antennas that I bought used, but let me go that way. But I haven't got those in the air yet. It's cold out here. It's only like 18 degrees, and I'm not going out in that kind of weather.
Yeah, I know what you mean there. It's cool here. I think it's probably in the 20s. It hasn't been above freezing in a couple of weeks here, so very unusual, you know, unseasonable. But yeah, polarity switching helps here right now. I'm left-hand down on this bird here, and there's a big difference between, well, about the same now, about the same left and right. But when I changed before there was a big difference.
Well, that's going to be a new experience for me. I've always gone with the linear one and figured I could trade off the 3dB loss and get away with it. So far, I've been lucky. But I found these at a good price. I had to replace the relay on the 2-meter polarity switch. I'm hoping that that it's going to work. Like I said, it's too cold to put them up now, but they'll be ready when it warms up.
Are they KLM?
No, these are an older Cushcraft pair. It's 38 or 19 elements each pole on the UHF and 11 on the 2-meter one. Over.
Okay. Yeah, I've got one of those Cushcraft antennas. I didn't know what it was, and it's got polarity switching on it, but it's hooked up. Something's wrong with the harness, I think, and I need to troubleshoot it and find out what's going on. Something is not right there, but it's got the switcher on it. It should work, but I think they've got something hooked up backwards or whatever. Got the thing used. Yeah, fading here. 1-2, okay now. That's a little better, but it's still fading there. 1-2. Yeah, it moves around a little bit here. We're at 4.5 degrees elevation, so not too much longer here. Although, we probably can talk right down to the horizon here. You'll have fun with that, the polarity switching, especially on satellites like SO50, which
pretty much have to have it. Otherwise, you don't hear it very well.
I took a big save there, so I hope you're still copying there.
Comes back now.
NS1 said KYFE. Yep, no problem at all. It's copied down into the mud. I lost a couple of words there, but it's working real well. Well, okay, yeah, there's room for improvement. I guess I'll figure it out in time. It gives me something to do anyway. Well, I'm going to get out of here, see what else is on. CO52 for me is coming up, and I'm going to see what happens there. So thanks very much, Happy New Year, and we'll look forward to making it again. KYFE, and as one said.
November 91, over. UT1FG, November Sierra.